I just want to welcome you to this first Zamba conference here in Göttingen. And my name is Johannes Loxen, and me and the rest of the LOC you just can recognize via these yellow badges. The red dot badges are the speakers, and the other badges are you. And the there's another kind of badges this evening where you just read Zenit on it. These are some other guests from our company for the party, for our five-year anniversary. Just two important dates. Parking, if you are just parked here, you can get these chips for coming out via our registration or the registration of the hotel. And there are three buses leaving this evening for the party to Clarion Hotel, just 1.5 kilometers from here. One bus is going at 6:30 p.m. and the other one a quarter later. And the bus will just return to this place for the very late people which want to go to the party. So that's all for me. I'm just responsible for the organization. The total other part is Volkers, which is now having his talk here to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Johannes. I'm Volker Lendecke, and I'm the one who is responsible that part of the Zamba team is now here, and we have lots of speakers here. Why this conference, and why now, and why here? In 1996, Microsoft started, they put a little effort into doing the SMB protocol as an internet standard. And that's where regular Zamba team meetings started. Microsoft did a conference in Seattle in 1996. That's where I first met Andrew and Jeremy. And I think Luke Leeton was there as well. Who was there as well? Other people? Ah, from the Zamba team, it was. I was there because Microsoft had invited me as the Linux representative. This conference was going quite well. I heard Andrew, I heard him speak about the protocol, how nice it was and how open Microsoft was for specific details on the protocol. And that was the first time when I heard a Microsoft representative say, okay, we'll come back on you, back to you on that subject. And obviously sometimes they did not. And they said that a lot of times after that. This CIFS conference is being held about every 18 months. Currently, they're obviously trying to do it each year. And this conference has evolved into a Zamba team meeting. On some conferences, the Zamba team was the strongest group there. And yeah, we wanted to have a meeting on our own for some reasons. One of the reasons was that the USA have developed some interesting laws on reverse engineering. You might have heard of the Dmitry Skularov case, and parts of Zamba have to do with a little bit of reverse engineering, so we wanted an event outside of the US. The other aspect was that, or is, that a lot of good Zamba development is being done in Europe, and especially is Eastern Europe. For them it might be more difficult to go to the USA than to Germany. And so we see this conference in Germany now. Why at this time? Johannes also already mentioned it. On the 8th of April, our company Service Network, we had our fifth anniversary. And in the end of last year, we thought about, okay, what can we do as a special event? And as Zamba is really going strong in Germany these days, 150 people for a conference that's being held the first time, it's very impressive. We thought a Zamba conference would be a good idea, and that's why we did it. Yeah, and that's why we are here. I have some points to make. I'm very happy that large parts of the Zamba team are here. You see them on the speaker list. The one who does not speak about what he's doing is Simo, but the others are all speaking about, talking about what they are doing. I would like to mention three other members of the Zamba team who for several reasons could not come, who is Gerald Carter. Where does he live in south of the U.S.?
He actually lives in Alabama.
Okay, Alabama. Then there's Tim Potter from Australia, and Herb Lewis, he's in California, isn't he? From SGI. For various reasons they could not come. Maybe next year or...
Martin Poole,
okay, I forgot him, sorry. I don't know him personally. I never met him, so probably that's why I forgot him. Maybe next time they will be able to come. I hope we will have a nice conference. Maybe you have noticed that there are no handouts in your printed handouts that we could give you. I asked the speakers before to submit some papers. I would like to mention Joachim Jordan, who was the only one who actually did it. But it would have been a bit funny just one talk to have one just one talk in the handouts. And I would like to ask the speakers to submit their slides in PDF or PostScript format so that we can put up a website. And now you all have heard it. If they don't show up, then it's the speaker's responsibility. Okay, that's it on my part. I would like the conference to start now, and